Anti-Trump Republicans blame Trump following Daniel Cameron's loss, loser. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 7, 2023. Anti-Trump Republicans within the party offered a variety of reactions to Daniel Cameron's loss in the Kentucky governor's race as backers of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as well as others, used the opportunity to attack former President Donald Trump. NBC News called the race for Kentucky Democrat incumbent Governor Andy Beshear Tuesday evening, as did several other outlets. With 87% of the votes in, Beshear led Cameron by 5.2%, a difference of 63,565 votes. The results, predictably, triggered a wave of gloating from Democrats, particularly with the pro-abortion issue winning in Ohio as well. But the never-Trump crowd appeared to remain united in one thing: hating the former president. Whoa. Why is the Ron DeSantis crew celebrating Daniel Cameron's loss? Daniel would have been the first black Republican governor since Reconstruction, Richard Grenell said of the anti-Trump sentiments across social media. The Democrats win Kentucky easily as it real Donald Trump delivers another big loss to the GOP. The culture of losing continues. Self-described never-Trumper Max Twain wrote, as pro-DeSantis influencer Chris Nelson triumphantly declared that nobody anywhere in America wants Trump-backed candidates. The group Republicans Against Trump also gloated following Beshear's victory, asserting that everything Trump touches dies. It later added, Americans are sick and tired of Trump and extreme MAGA Republicans. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is trailing Trump in the GOP primary by an average of 55.6% in the polls, also felt bold enough to declare that the losing will only end for Republicans if we rid ourselves of Donald Trump. A week ago, Trump tried to preemptively take credit for a Cameron R #KYGov win, and promised to help Cameron across the finish line. Trump made zero trips to Kentucky to support Cameron, the way he once did for many GOP candidates. And the endorsement didn't help at all, Republican election blog RRH Elections stated. Daniel Cameron was a MAGA candidate. He endorsed Trump, and was endorsed by Trump. And he just got crushed in deep red Kentucky, DeSantis supporter Peter Henline said. Wake up, folks. Trump is toxic. He causes election losses. If we're losing in Kentucky of all places, we need to change gears, ASAP. Vote DeSantis. Beshear's victory came as Republican Governors Association RGA Chair Governor Kim Reynolds spent Election Eve stumping for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a critique bubbling in Trump circles.